Three, two, one, action.
Hey guys, it's me, Tom. Welcome back to The Teenage Life. So today I have two of my really good friends. If y'all want to introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Jayla.
I'm Gabby.
Okay. And so basically today we're going to just be having a little girl talk. So
I'm excited.
Yes, let's do this.
Oh my God.
Girl,
we're literally doing this at 1:30.
I know. It's 1:30 a.m.
Best talks. Like,
And like
the best type of talks.
Exactly. So like girls, you could like relate to this, and guys, you could learn more. So stick around even if you're not a girl, you know?
Yes.
So what's the first topic y'all want to talk about?
I think like probably like summer's approaching. You know, like all these girls want to get their ideal summer body, but it's so hard. When you're in quarantine.
Oh my gosh, don't even get me started.
When you're in quarantine and you see all this food.
Like, you have like, nothing else to think about.
My brother has the audacity to buy, like, a bunch of junk food. I'm just like,
Praying on your downfall.
Exactly.
And everybody eats when they're bored. Like, we don't have anything else
to
do. Exactly. So everybody eats.
Exactly.
And it's just like, dude.
I eat like, all different. Like, a lot of people comfort eat. I all the time eat. Like, it doesn't even need to be a specific feeling. I just eat whenever.
Yeah. It's just every emotion. Like, I'm so happy. I'm going to go eat. I'm so sad. I'm going to go eat.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I've been, like, lacking on my workout.
Same.
Like, really
I know.
Bad.
I feel like I'm, like, pushing myself to keep going. And then you realize you were just lazy the whole time, even though you were struggling to do everything. Like, ugh.
Mm-hmm. I feel like girls should talk about this. Because, like, I feel like whenever you go on Instagram, you see all these girls working out, but what they don't tell you is that, like, oh, I skipped a workout yesterday and the day before, and this is the first time I'm doing it in, like, a week. Yeah. So you think they have this, like, perfect life, but in reality, no one really does.
No, like, when they're doing, you know the things on TikTok where it's, like, they're, like, exercises to get that flat tummy or whatever, and you're like, oh my gosh, period. And then you look at the exercises and you're like, oh, those are so easy. And then you go and you're about to do them and you're like, what the frick are they doing? I can't function this way. Like, how are they doing this?
I have so much respect for, like, people who make, like fitness into, like, their actual job and, like, lifestyle and stuff.
Yeah. You know that TikTok that was saying how, like, Chloe Things is, like, she's a robot or something?
Literally.
Oh.
She
really?
Doesn't break a sweat. Like, she doesn't break a sweat. Like, if you think about it, the type of stuff she's doing, she should be like...
Oh my gosh, yes. When I was doing all of her workouts, like, I was like, because I watched her video the day before, right? And then I was like, oh, this is so easy. She literally looks like she's, like, walking, like, in slow motion, you know? It's like, this is so easy. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe I should get another video to challenge myself. And then I did it, and I was like, damn, I'm, like, sweating up a storm. And I wasn't sweating that bad, but let's just say that she was, like, not sweating at all. Like, she
exactly.
Like, wasn't even doing anything.
And
then
for,
during the video, she tried to take, like, these deep breaths like she was tired. Like,
we all know you're faking it. Like, but okay, but if anyone wants or, like, wants to do a workout, I really suggest Alexis Runs, like, workouts. I love her to death. Like, honestly, I live by her.
Yeah.
I think people are just doing Chloe Ting because that's just what's trending right now.
Trending, yeah. Honestly, I've always had a specific workout.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard to try new like, stuff because you don't know.
And it doesn't work for everyone's body type either.
Exactly. And, like, people always, like, claim that, like, my body is good or whatever, but it's honestly, like, my workout is more, like, to keep me in shape for, athletics more than me looking good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I will work out to keep my stamina up and to keep, like, my performance up, not just so I can look good, but then it also works on my body. And so, like, my workout routine is more something that I made myself rather than, like, me watching a YouTube channel and figuring out.
I want to do that because I want to listen to my own music while I'm doing that. I feel like I'm definitely going to start. I'm trying to get a better schedule so I can work out because mm-hmm. what I'm doing, waking up at, like, 1 o'clock and then having, like, 4 hours to do everything is not okay.
Yeah. And it's really good to have friends to do.
And I feel like in the morning, you're just more motivated to do everything.
Oh, for sure.
Like you wake up at 1, you're like, the day's almost over. What's the point of doing anything?
Exactly.
Yes, for sure.
Waking up early, I will always have more motivation.
You're like, well, I literally have the whole day. Like, might as well do something with it.
Exactly.
I'll be waking up at, like, 2, and I won't do something until 4.
Exactly. Like, even with online school, if I wake up at, like, 10, I'll
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you. I had a whole mental breakdown over online school because, so basically, Miss freaking, what's her face? No, Mr. Hale. Oh, let me not say this name, but I don't care. But he decided to email my mother and it's like, Jayla has been doing U.S. history. I was like,
really? You know what? And Mr. What's his face?
But I will fight him literally right now. That's what my mom calls me. She's like, we just have to check your work every day. So now I'm forced to do school. I really do school. I always do school at the end of the week and I just get answers from everyone because that's when all the answers are finally, like, everyone has their answers and stuff. So then, what I was trying to show my grandmother and I said, I'm done with my school. She goes, okay, let me see. When I realized that I did the wrong day and I cried my eyes out. I was like, I literally am so done. Like, I just want to, like, quit. Like, I'll live on the streets. No. Like, I don't care. I'm just living
on the thing about the thing about that teacher specifically, he literally said to our little class, he was like, Corona's not going to be a big deal. It's just going to go away within a week's top. Like, it's not anything other than just another flu. And it's ate his words, huh? He really ate his words.
No, the worst thing is, like, this has happened to me with, like, ELA and, like, types of things where you have to, like, fill in the blanks and turn it in. I would turn in the blank template.
Yes! And oh my god!
I wouldn't know till, like, a week later, and the teacher would be like, all of this is a blank. And I'm like, okay, so you find the time to tell me now? Like,
No. Literally, my math teacher, she's probably so, like, her emails aren't, like, aggressive. Like, do your work.
She emails us?
Well, she emailed me because hadn't done, like, her assignments for the week or whatever.
I don't check any of my teacher's emails because I know like, it'll just, like, lower my mood.
Everyone was yelling at me. I was so scared. But I read her email. She was like, hey, Jayla, I saw you didn't turn these in. They're really not too hard. Just get them turned in. Your grade will bump up. I'm like, I was like, oh, my gosh, miss, I will literally kiss you on the forehead. Like, don't play.
But she's, like, rude. She's rude in person. I bet she's like, this ugly little rat. Let me type a little email.
That's what I was thinking in my head. But then today, her assignment, I just didn't, like, I couldn't. Every time I try and do something, it just goes to pages or whatever. And so I just turned in an empty little assignment. Like, I had all the equations written out and stuff, but I just didn't, like, put any answers there. And so I just sent it. And let's just hope that she just looks at it.
You know what's crazy? The fact that literally everyone's going through the same experience at home, like, it doesn't matter if you're just a girl or a boy or whatever, like, you're just going through the same experience with online school and, like, not wanting to do it and, like, being lazy and unmotivated.
We need a boycott. There is no point in us still doing school. There is no point.
Exactly. Because we only have, like, how many weeks left?
Next week is our last week.
Oh, my God.
Online. I can't learn online.
I haven't learned anything, especially in every subject. I haven't learned jack. Like, since we left for spring break, I haven't learned anything. Like,
well, I don't even learn at school either. I just learn what I need to know for the test and I'll forget it.
Exactly.
No, that's literally, that's school, that's school for you. You just need to know what you, like, memorize stuff for the test
to
and
pass.
Forget it. And you'll never need it again.
Exactly. Like, for
everything is memory. Everything is memory. If you really think about it. Because, like, if you want to go in a specific job field, like, let's say you're going to a medical thing, you're not going to need anything else. You're just going to have to memorize what they teach you in medical school.
Mm-hmm. Like, even though, like, in online school, they're teaching, like, new curriculum. Like, they're teaching us a little bit of new stuff. But everyone's just getting answers from each other.
Like, exactly. I'm like, they should have thought this through a little more.
It's so much easier to cheat now. Like, they're not even sitting over our shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
There are no tests.
I'm getting such good grades because I'm in this fat group chat with y'all, like, online school. And, like, there's a bunch of, like, really smart kids. I'm like, y'all, this is so. I know. And I'm not in algebra.
But that group chat actually annoys me because, like, I'll ask for, like, answers or something.
And, like, I have to wait for, like, a couple.
Crickets.
A couple
but then
hours
some
to
algebra
answers.
Kid will be like, hey, what's the answer to number 3? 0.2 seconds, the answers are sent. Like, I need science and U.S. history, please. Thank you.
I don't.
The only subject that I actually, like, do and, like, focus on is ELA because I'm actually, like, good at ELA.
But
I only focus on algebra because it's a high school class.
But we should let's do another topic because online school is actually about to make me go cry right now.
Okay.
Just thinking about it.
Okay. What about, let's just say, like, friends and toxic friendship, fake friends, that all that jazz.
Yes. Oh my God, that's another thing. Because we're starting high school next year, and the fact that we're gonna meet so many new people. Because I was comfortable with the same faces, the same names, the same people, like the same drama, the little drama that we did have, and the fact that more schools are coming into this bigger high school is actually so terrifying to me. And I know once I get there, I'm gonna be like, oh, what was I worrying about?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I feel like it's just. Friends is so hard. Like, I'm genuinely so happy that I have the friend group we have now, because no matter what happens, no matter if we get sick of each other, like, we literally treat each other like siblings. We would get on each other's nerves and we would find a way back.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Or like, we would be like, oh my God, I need a break from y'all, and we would still come back like nothing happened, you
but
know?
So it's just people who don't have friend groups, like, because when I didn't necessarily like a specific friend group, I would always be like, oh my God, I want a friend group. Because I would have different friends, but, like, I didn't have, a friend group. And I just want to tell y'all that you don't need a friend group in order to, like, feel like you have friends. Because
definitely,
a friend group isn't necessary. Like, of course, it's, like, a blessing. Like, I love my friends so much. But, like, you do you. Honestly, talk to different people. Talk to, like, so many people, but you don't have to be bound to a specific friend group.
Well, my opinion on that is, like, going in high school, everyone, rather, like, if you need one or not, everyone's going to have, like, I guess kind of, like, their clique of, like, people where they're, like, oh, those are my friends. Like, that's who I'm with. Like,
that's the people I
support. Like, regardless, you know? And if you don't have that, that's okay. But I'd honestly really recommend it, just because you don't want to go through high school not having someone that you know you can count on for sure, you know?
Yeah.
Or rather just, like, one close friend or something like that.
Yeah, but don't stress. I wouldn't say don't stress about,
don't stress.
Like, not having, like, five friends in a group.
Exactly. Yeah. Honestly, the kids who have, like, one best friend and one best
those are the
only,
best people.
Yeah, normally those kids come out the most wise. Mm-hmm. Like, they always have each other. They don't have to worry about drama because it's just each other. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, even, like,
they're
with the
super independent.
They're also a lot more loyal towards each other.
Exactly, but not a friend group of three. A friend group of three always ends up bad because it's like two people
are
close,
for
and
sure.
Then the other one ends up
no, like, yeah, it's really tricky with a friend group of three because it's like one person gets trauma, like, everyone's in it, like. There's not that many of y'all. Like, who else is going to be in it besides y'all, you know?
Yeah, and it's hard not to pick sides when you're, yeah. Like, I
like
have a list of groups that, like, ended badly when they were a trio.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like walking on the sidewalk. Someone's going to have to walk behind y'all. Or, like, riding
time,
in a car.
Exactly.
Riding in a car, someone's going to have to be in the back seat.
Every group is going
to have
drama.
I'm the type of person that will volunteer to be in the back
Gabby,
seat.
Gabby, you just interrupted me 3 times in a row.
I'm sorry. You're still sexy, though.
Stop. This is what I have to go through. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. I was saying that, but every group is going to have drama, like, regardless.
Yeah.
Like, you don't just expect that.
Because you're human.
It's just how you bounce back shows if you're a friend group.
Yeah, how strong y'all are. Period. Yeah.
Like, our friend group has been through so much, dude.
The only, like, drama I'm really scared about, like, for high school, it's just drama with other people, because we're so used. The people that we're in middle school with, we've been with most of them since freaking elementary school. And so going into high school with, you're literally going to be around different people. Like, you have to, like, you have to socialize.
No, you know what I'm scared of? Dude, no. You know what I'm scared of? Drama with upperclassmen. Like, upperclassmen.
But, okay, that's the thing. I don't, if people,
I don't even think they care about us like that.
If upperclassmen,
no, but they will, there's been situations where they will start drama with freshmen.
But here's the thing: if upperclassmen are bullying me, that doesn't say anything about me. That says something about them. The fact that they're gonna waste their time on lowerclassmen, that says more about them. The fact that they don't have much of a life.
In sixth grade, literally eighth graders, like, decided they were gonna pick on me. For what?
Yes, I'm like, don't you have something better?
Oh my gosh, y'all will never catch me harassing someone who's like 2 grades lower than me. And not because they're less than, but it's just like, we're not even in the same grade. We don't need to be beefing. For what?
Exactly.
Like, if we don't have ELA electives together, no. We don't need to be talking.
You know?
Period.
Exactly.
She said what she said. That.
So if I go into high school, and, like, it's always been a thing where it's, like, people don't really care about freshmen. Like, freshmen are weird. They're annoying and all this stuff. But it's, like, if y'all start drama with freshmen, that kind of just, like, kind of just contradicted yourself.
Y'all really worried, like, you know?
But to be honest, I'm actually, I really, okay, a lot of people say they don't like class 2024. And that's us, Gang Gang Squad. But
it's but just like y'all haven't even met us. Y'all are just saying that because y'all are freshmen.
Okay, but I some, or we're freshmen. That something that our class does get under my skin. But you know, y'all had Vine, and let's just say there were a couple furries on there too, sis.
Exactly, and we had Musically. Sorry,
we had Musically.
Oh my god, I miss Musically sometimes. Like I was such a, I popped off on Musically, and I'm actually so sad that TikTok deleted all my Musicallys. I was just crying about that the other day,
bro. Please let TikTok delete my Musicallys. My page is public, and I can't do anything about it.
I wish, Jayla. Like I want to reminisce on all my own memories. I'm like, sis popped off. Sis was 10, but she popped off.
Like I literally, they refused to take it down. Is
so rude.
They refuse to take my down.
Like, okay. Jayla, do you want to pick the next topic?
I didn't write anything down.
Okay, well, think of something.
Go from off your list.
We made lists prior to this, but I left my sticky note downstairs. And I also drew a picture of our friend. It was a good picture. It was a stick figure. And it was really good. I'm a savage. I'm so upset about this. The fact that TikTok Summer popped off, and I don't think she's been the same ever since. Like, I feel like it reached its peak.
Like, the how about I be Tracer? And then the, what about Widowmaker? I'm already Widowmaker. That was what? TikTok Summer. You don't know that?
I don't, maybe if I heard the actual sound, but I don't know. But I'm saying, like, Area 21, like, oh my god.
That's summer. That was this year.
It was September-ish.
That's not summer. I'm talking about summer, like July.
Yeah, summer TikTok was really good.
That was something else.
But I'm saying Area 51 TikTok era was really good, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a savage. Oh, my god. But
anytime, okay. Can you read some off your list?
To, like...
Sure. I sent you the list, Jayla.
Like, to wrap this thing, to wrap, like, the topic up real quick, you don't need to have a fat group of friends to feel wanted in any way.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. You can have one, spelled P-H-A-T, by the way. You can literally have one friend. But I would recommend
going through high school alone. That's just really depressing. Oh, yeah, for
sure. Don't be the type of person to be like, I don't need friends. They disappoint me. Like, definitely don't be that type of person. Because everyone needs, like, a shoulder to cry on.
You don't gotta
get close
to everybody. You don't got to be close with everybody, but at least someone.
Definitely have a person. Definitely have, like, that specific person that has your back. And if you haven't found them yet, like, you will. You definitely will.
Exactly. Jayla, pick something off the list.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Some of it might not make sense, but...
Let's talk about crushes.
Crushes?
I hate them because crushes? They exist. I don't like feeling the way that I feel, not knowing how
I
they feel.
I hate the feeling.
It gives me so much anxiety, but the rush is like, whoa. You know,
it's like whenever you take crack cocaine. I don't know if y'all can relate. I'm just joking. Yeah, it's like I haven't had a crush in a while because my boyfriend or whatever. But when I did have a crush, I had a crush. I'm the type of person who has a crush for a long time. And this crush, oh my god, he turned out to be a pedophile.
A pedophile?
Like, he, well, instead not of an dating, actual pedophile. No, y'all. Like, actually, he's 16. Instead of dating me, he wanted to date a 12-year-old.
Oh.
Laugh out loud. I know. And I was like, oh. Like, honestly.
My thing?
I didn't expect that. And it kind of hurt the fact that instead of choosing me, and I'm definitely not the ugliest human being. It but a 12-year-old? No, not him. No, the other
honestly,
one.
Honestly, my thing on crushes is, like, every time, like, guys literally play with my feelings. Like, they will flirt, and then they will claim they don't like you. Why do y'all do that?
The thing about, crushes is, like, it just is really mentally straining not knowing how they feel.
And yeah. It's like, honestly, if you like a girl, just tell her. If you like a girl, tell her.
Yes, because girls like, are not. Okay, no, the thing is, when girls, like, girls when aren't it comes scary. To rejection, girls aren't mean when it comes to rejection. Like, well, if they reject,
will. It's not as bad as guys.
Like, it's not going to be. Guys just be like, oh, no, I don't like her. She ugly, you know?
Exactly. And girls will, like, let you down. And they will tell their friends. I can't speak for all of them, but, like.
No, listen. Yeah. The thing about guys is, like, you tell a guy you like him. You tell a girl that you like them, and they'll tell their friends, but their friends aren't going to make it obvious. But you tell a guy,
they'll tell everyone. Like, they'll tell their dog. They'll tell their neighbor. Because, like, you're bragging right now. Like, they brag about you. Like, exactly. Oh, she likes
and
me.
And they will literally, I don't know. It's just, they will make it seem so, they will make you feel bad about yourself for liking
it. It takes me a while to realize that I have a crush on someone. Like, every guy I've ever seen, I've been like, you know? Like, it's just that, but, like, it takes me a while to realize, like, maybe I, like them, you know?
And you know what's funny? I look back on it, and we have so many names for our crushes that we, like, we're like, oh, let's
there's
call him.
Guppy, there's Guppy,
Garden Hoe, Snowflake, Snow Fairy.
What else was there? Oh, there was Calf.
That's so funny. Like, we have so many names for our crushes.
Because code names when they're like around, you know?
Exactly.
I remember one time we just didn't care. We just said all their names.
I know. I stopped giving a heck. I was like, just
honestly, Aniton and I kind of got rejected at the same time.
Yeah.
And like, we were going through so much together. We were like FaceTiming each other, and we were like, we were a mess. I know. Oh my god, should I tell them about how, like, the prank?
Oh, I was on the phone with you when it was happening. Yeah.
Okay. Story time. So basically, I had this crush on this dude, which I should have never had a crush on him, because I think I was low-key just desperate and like bored. And
same. I think I felt bad for him because I want to say why I liked him, but if I say it, literally everybody at our school is gonna know.
Well, I feel like everyone already does know.
Okay, whatever, but I'm not going to bring it up.
But anyways, so basically, I had a fat crush. I didn't have a fat crush. Yeah, I did.
You had the fat.
We had a fat crush, Gabby. We not my dressed up.
It's not my fault. I fall.
We dressed up so hard for career day. Like, we popped
but
off.
I did
like,
pop off.
We cried so hard on the day before career day because we did not know what to wear.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, it turns out he doesn't like me. So I was just rejected. I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, my self-esteem plummeted. She went, ooh, and I said, oh, and she said, oh. And basically, so then I get a Snapchat from him. I'm like, oh my God, he's never snapped me before. We have each other's Snapchats, but he's never snapped me before. Like, we've never spoken a word to each other. And I opened it, and he said something like, I like you. And I was like, oh my God, he's finally come. He's come to his senses. Like,
Gabby calls me and tells me this, like, as
yes,
as
I'm, like, screaming. Yes. I'm like, Jared, what do I do? I'm like, what
I was
do
like, do? Oh my God.
And I'm like, and I tell him, like, are you serious? Like, question mark. He's like, do you like me back, though? And I'm like, it's pretty obvious, LOL, you know already. And then he's like, oh, well, I don't like you. And I'm like,
it was his friend.
Wait, that's nothing. Let's hold on. So I'm like, oh. And then he's like, yeah. And I leave him on red or on open or whatever. And then, like, 20 minutes later, he comes in. He's like, yeah, that's my friend. I'm so sorry. Like, I feel like he actually felt sorry. And I'm not going to hold it against him because, like, it's in the past. Like, let bygones
and we know
be
his
bygones.
Friends.
Like, it's not
we
that
know
big
his
of a
friends
deal.
Would be the type of people to
but
do
but I just, his friends are the type. I don't like his friends, but it's whatever. But I'm not going to, like, keep thinking about it because it's in the past. And, like, I've moved on. And I'm not going to, like, dwell on something that wasn't that significant in my life. I just think it's a funny story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now let me say story time. So me and Gabby's crush at the time were besties, like with each other 24/7. Same friend.
Every
group.
Time you see them, they were always walking the hallway together. Like they
were always
we
together.
We thought that they had crushes on each other because that's how much they were around each other.
I think and everyone was telling me like if he rejected you, he's definitely gay. I'm like, even my mom said it. He's like, Gabby, is he gay? And I'm like, you know what?
I would put it past
him at Pride.
Them.
I'll see him.
No. But like the story time is basically, so I get a text message from Megan, and she's also one of like our good friends, and she texts me, and she, oh, I hope I'm not exposing anything, you know, but whatever.
As long as you don't say names. Point,
yeah, Megan texts me, and she's like, "Dude, I think this guy is gonna play a prank on you and say he likes you back."
Oh, but I know this.
He said
story.
He's just gonna do it because, like, to see what I would say. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, why would he do that to me?
Megan,
like,
was such a good friend for that.
Because they were friends prior. They were friends prior to that. So
No, because Megan was sitting in Spanish, and they were talking about it, like, out loud.
Exactly. And so I was like, dang, so this kid is the one kid that I wouldn't expect for him to ever do that to me. And he decided, like, guys are so bad under the influence of their friends. Like, they would do anything under the influence of their friends. Mm-hmm. But like I said, she tells me, and I'm like, dude. And then come to find out, one of these girls that I dropped like 2 years ago, well, not really 2 years ago, but kind of 2 years ago, she was a part of it. Like, she was condoning it.
And she's so toxic. She's so toxic.
Like, she was condoning it. And I dropped her because, like, she was, like, not a good friend at all. She dropped me first and then wanted to be friends again. But then I realized, like, I didn't need that toxicity in my life. And so she was, like, I heard she was a part of it. So I, being boiled in my skin, I text Jayla and, like, my friends, like, in the group chat. I'm like, dude, like, this happened, da-da-da. Like, I need y'all to meet me, like...
Oh my gosh, I left office work and I was like,
they all came to me like,
no, because Anita was like, emergency 911, like, we gotta yeah. discuss. And so me so and funny. Megan were like, bet. And so we both left our classroom. We just met by the stairs and we kind of just
my
started.
Friends are actual real ones, like, they left their class to come see me.
We were like, what?
And I was like, dude, I'm finna cry.
What's going on, like, what are we finna do?
I know. And I was like, I'm finna cry. And Jayla was like, girl, you're not finna cry over him.
Like, I would not let her. I was like, no, you're not. I refuse to let you. Like, suck it up. Exactly. Dry.
And it was, like, so annoying. And, like, to find out the girl that I, like, had nothing to do with, we weren't even friends, had, like, oh, my God. And I texted him about it, and he denied it. Like, I don't know if he was being honest, but he made it seem like he had nothing to do with it. He never said it. But Megan would not pull that out of her back pocket.
Exactly.
No, Megan wouldn't do all that. She's like,
she Megan would not doesn't have the energy time. For that.
Period.
She doesn't have the time to facilitate that and bring it up. And I was just like, okay, whatever. I mean, at least if you're gonna do it, you could tell me. Mm-hmm. And the girl, when I confronted her, because I told her to her face, I was like, so what's up? Like, why'd you do that? She's like, I had nothing to do with that. I would never say anything like that. And me being the person I am, I was like, whatever. And I just walked away. And I was just like, you know, this is actually frustrating. Like, I just hate when stuff happens like that at school. Because it's, like, embarrassing somewhat, you know? It's like, everybody knows that this kid was probably going to tell me that he liked me back and he didn't even like me.
It takes so much out of me to tell people that I have a crush. Like, OML. Like, geez,
okay, if geez. I think someone's, like, 1.1% cute, I will gain a crush on them. Only because I convince myself I like them.
Same.
Other than Jose.
But I think I'm getting better with that, to be honest. I think I'm getting better with the whole crush situation.
When you and Jose got together, it happened. It didn't happen, like, fast, but it happened, like, I was like, oh, snap. Dang. Like, she did that.
I definitely did. Yeah, oh, my God. Gabby I love Jose him so much. Anyways, so basically.
When they got together, let me say, everybody kind of had their doubts.
Yes, everyone thought he would play me, and I thought he would play me, too, because he has a history of, like, being a hoe and stuff. But story time again. Not really, but basically, I stopped him from being a hoe. I'm the reason he settled
Gabby
down.
Gabby said that she was gonna change him, and
I did. I said
so.
What I said.
She did
said
so,
and everyone she thinks literally he's so pulled this hard. Like, everyone thinks he's like such a mean person because he has that kind of like. He's not mean. He doesn't look mean. He just looks tough. Like, he looks like someone like you wouldn't think who would be like baby his perfect. Girlfriend and be like him call her like. Pretty and cute and like baby her and stuff like that, but he's like the biggest teddy bear. Like, he's so cute with me.
Gabby goes this at lunch. She's like, y'all don't know, I could change him. Like, I remember exactly.
And then we were all like, yeah, right.
But I didn't want to change his personality. I never wanted to change his personality. I meant
wanted to change his intentions. Yeah, with girls.
And, like, apparently he never had bad intentions with me. He said that I like he actually respected me and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just like, period. When he posted, like, he just posted it, like, 3 days ago. and then saying like how Gabby changed his ways. I was like, my girl did that.
Because like everyone keeps thinking, because like my ex best friend, she told me that he cheated on me when she didn't know the full story. I'm sorry, that's one of my biggest pet peeves, when someone inserts themselves into something they don't know the full story.
Your ex best friend?
Maya, her middle name. You don't know her middle name.
Oh, are you talking about who I think you're talking about?
Is it?
We can't say names.
My neighbor.
I think I know who you're
talking about.
My neighbor.
Y'all aren't best friends anymore?
Oh, dang. Y'all are ex.
No, she's Gabby, changed too much. I'm sorry. I don't talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. Honestly, like.
Gabby, we got to FaceTime about that later, because I have something to say.
Oh my gosh, you didn't even tell us about that. Because,
I think the people she's associating with are, like, changing her. And, like, she's the type of person, like, she'll change herself to match whoever she's hanging out with at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, we're not gonna even bring that up on the podcast, but we're gonna FaceTime later about that stuff.
Yes,
not about the girl specifically, because I don't want you to get an idea that we're talking about people, but just like
about those situations.
But you know what, it is what it is.
Continue with Jose.
I miss Jose. He came over today and yesterday and the day before. Oh my god, he's so cute.
Period.
Y'all, he's 6 foot, and I love the height difference, but I don't want to keep... Yes, I am. I'm going to keep talking about him.
Y'all's height difference is so cute.
I know! Like... I can't handle it. Let's stop talking about him. I can't handle it.
You couldn't
I
take
medically
the heat.
Cannot handle
can't
it.
You can take the heat.
I couldn't.
Gabby, you want to choose a new topic?
Yes! So this topic, I really want to rant about really quickly. If you're homophobic, or like... don't ever just like do me the favor and don't like do us both a favor and don't ever speak to me.
Okay,
if you're homophobic
with me. Okay, so basically, boys specifically, I'm so sorry, but they'll be like, I'm not homophobic, I just like looking at gay people. That's like saying I'm not racist.
I'm like,
No. Listen. That's like saying I'm not racist, but black people like being themselves irk me. Like I hate looking at black people being black. You know. Like what the
it's frick? Like it's they didn't have a choice with the matter, and I hate when people use religion against it. I'm like, okay, if you're Christian and you're saying like, well, it's not natural, this is enough. I'm like, God is all, Jesus is all about love, and if you're gonna come at
keep
them with
yourself.
Hate, if you're gonna come at
keep
them with hate,
yourself.
Like just
that's
because
not
you
the
wouldn't
Jesus way, that's not the Christian way.
Just because you wouldn't participate, if you're like an actual like real Christian, you know that Christians are supposed to like walk
it's
in love and not hatred. You know, like you're not
exactly.
supposed to look down on anyone because
exactly.
you're not perfect, and unless you're like Jesus Christ, which obviously you're not, because you know you're you. And
yeah, like only God can decide whether
like you have absolutely no right to judge anyone for like what they participate.
Exactly. Okay. Here's my thing, and I will always say this. I live by this, and no one can ever change my mind about this. Every single like, even if you're the Queen of England, like, obviously I have mad respect for her. Like, every single person was born on this earth. I don't think anyone should have a title. I think everyone should be literally so completely equal. Like, no, like, classes,
exactly.
nothing. Because everyone's a human. Like, who is someone to say, oh, you're ugly or you're poor, whatever.
Well,
I'm like, oh, so how are you better than them?
Like when rich
where?
People look down on people who are, like, poor mm-hmm. or have less money. Like,
exactly.
Sis,
I'm like, I don't understand. Like, I wish I could stress
no,
to you. I'm
y'all
like,
understand?
Everyone's human. Like, why does one person have to be better than the other?
Do y'all understand, like, how lucky we are? Because we live in the suburbs, but we live in the good suburbs. Like, we live in the suburbs where we appreciate mm-hmm. everyone. Like, the wealthy, the not so wealthy. Like, we're not the type of suburban neighborhoods. Because there's some, like, rich people where we live, but then there's some people who are just middle class, you know. And it's like we're not the type of people to judge someone just because they don't make as much money as someone else. Like, we're not those type of people, and we're so lucky to be brought up in that type of community, because I feel like a lot
our
of people
community
aren't brought up in that
is
type of
like,
community, and that's what
it's
leads
so
to
diverse that like if you're not accepting of people, like you can kind of go.
That's one of my favorite
somewhere.
Things
weird.
To be diverse. I never appreciated diversity until I kind of grew up a little bit and like really looked at it. I'm like, wow, everyone is different. Everyone has their opinion.
It'll be so boring.
And like that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
That's a really
exactly.
beautiful thing.
Like, especially like at our school, like our community is diverse as a whole, but especially like the school that we go to, it's probably one of the most diverse in our.
Oh, for
our
sure.
District.
Yeah, we definitely
are.
Like
super
especially
diverse.
If you look at some of
our
like
athletics.
That new school, I'm not gonna say the name of the school, but like they just are just, it's just white and black people.
Caucasians.
Like, I swear.
And the black people aren't even, like, black people. They're mixed. Like, it's, like,
oh,
white.
Oh, my gosh. Or, like, let's not talk about Sienna.
Oh.
Like, there's so many light skins over there. I can't even, words can't express how many, like, they're coming to attack. I swear.
Oh, my God.
No, but, like, also, I just want to say, like, it's just crazy to me. Like, nowadays in our generation, our school is one of the most diverse schools in, like, the district. Like, we literally, everything's diverse. Mm-hmm. Like, something that people would call just a one race thing, there's everybody of color in that thing. And it's just, like, it really is good to me. Like, I feel like people really need to be brought up in those type of situations, because kids who are brought up in one racial place or one class place, like, it's just like, okay, they grow up and they're so used to it to the point where they can't
and they're just people. Ignorant of everything, like, ignorance,
exactly. And those are the people nowadays who cause the racial mm-hmm. problem,
honestly. And it's just it, like, must be like, no, this is definitely an unpopular opinion, and, like, I feel like it will probably get, like, hate or whatever, but, like, how are people not liberal? Like, how do people just, like, carry around that negativity in life every single day, knowing that, like, they don't want women to have a choice in their own body, mm-hmm. and, like,
yeah. stuff,
they
yeah.
don't want to have stricter gun rights, and they don't want, like, the LGBTQ yeah. community to, like, feel, like, human.
Yeah.
Like, how do they
the
live?
The thing about, like, yeah. the LGBTQ.
Oh, my God. So this kid can rip.
Okay, you can go. Sorry, you can go.
Like, how do they go to sleep at night knowing, like, I'm such a negative human being.
How are,
like,
people openly homophobic and openly racist? Like, someone will say to your face that they don't like gay people.
Wait, y'all. We have to kind of be careful what we say, because I think they could, like, take it down on certain programs. If it, like...
Okay, you're right. I respect every opinion, because everyone has a right to their own opinion, and everyone's human. Like, no one's better than no one else.
No, that's all I can say. If you hate, keep it to yourself.
I definitely don't hate anyone. Like, if you pride can't myself agree, I don't hate anyone.
Yeah. If you can't agree with something, or, like,
at least have respect for it.
If you agree with something, just keep your, like, I will respect your opinion. I'm not going to hate on you. I'm not going to be ignorant. I'll listen.
Yeah,
I'll listen to why you think that is that. You know, I'm not going to sit here and be ignorant and say, my opinion is my opinion, there and done. You know, I'll definitely listen to what you have to say and be an open-minded person, because closed-minded people are the people
I hate those people.
Like, if you're closed-minded, the world is never going to change. So just be open-minded, you know?
Because I'm also a Pisces, and, like, that's one of my, oh my God, I have so many pet peeves. I think I have so many pet peeves. Like, closed-minded people actually irk my soul, spirit, and mentality. Like, I can't, yeah. I physically, mentally, medically, emotionally cannot handle those people.
Yeah. But what about the flipping dress code?
Oh my God. Okay, I feel like dress code, it should be applied, but to an extent. Like, the fact that I can't show shoulders,
like, don't come to school
is a little
in
ridiculous.
Booty shorts and a bathing suit. But
yeah, like, it's good to an extent. And, like, the way they, like, put it, they make it seem like, oh, you need to control yourself for the boys. No. Do it because you're in a professional setting.
Exactly.
It's like, that's a distraction.
Who died because they wore slides to school? Someone explains. Someone, I don't know why. That's a thing. Because
actually, someone fell down the stairs and, like, broke their tooth.
Okay, so let's hope that no one falls down the stairs in Air Forces, because I don't know what shoes we're going to wear, you know? Because someone trips and falls, it's over for all of us, right? Like, no, that's so stupid. Like, that just doesn't make any sense to me. Or, like,
I don't understand.
You can go ahead. Okay. I have nothing to say.
But, like,
I don't understand. I don't understand why teachers, especially with people with certain body types, especially with the school we go to. Mm-hmm. No, not even the school we go to. The class we are, like, class of 2024, 2025, 2026, 2023, 2022. We all look older than we should. Mm-hmm. And we all developed way faster.
Like,
than
I don't
kids
know what was in our formula.
Develop.
I don't know what
exactly.
was on our titty milk.
Like,
some girls in our school got some big little jugs. My mom is jealous.
Yes.
She's grown.
Yes.
Exactly. And the problem is our administrators have, like, like thick bodies too, so you'd expect them to understand, but they
like
don't.
People like honestly, people who have more like, of a thing you have will get dress coded for more things, which is weird.
I got exactly. away with so much because I'm low-key flat. Like, I have something a little there. No, I don't. I'm not even about to lie. But
some things I got just away with so much. Noticeable.
I finessed the dress code so hard. Mm-hmm. And, like, my friend, we rode the same bus. She's literally an hourglass. Like, if you think of hourglass, times her by 10. She's actually an hourglass times 10. She couldn't get away with anything. Like,
exactly.
If she wore the type of stuff I wore, she would get dress coded. Like, she would walk in exactly. the building and get dress coded automatically. And like, I would wear off the shoulder stuff and like crop tops all the time. I'm like, are you serious? Like, yeah. That's unfair. Yeah, like, but go off.
With me, I dress pretty modest. Like, I'll say I don't really show a lot.
I but show if what I don't show have. My
shoulders, I genuinely if I sometimes shoulders, I genuinely feel like that the boys don't even care. Like, if you walked in front of...
They don't!
Like, okay, for the whole shoulder.
They're definitely gay.
Like, shoulders, like they say shoulders are distracting, right? If I could walk up to any guy in the school, flex my freaking collarbone, they're gonna be like, Jay, like, get the frick away from me. Like, that's... And that's just...
I mean, the guys at our school don't care.
Like, they don't care that
they'd
much.
Rather see they'd rather see their guy friends with some booty shorts than see the girls.
That's, oh, that's such exactly. a fact. That's such a fact. That's such a fact. Like...
And I think, like, for me, like I said, like, I can't come to school with any, like, if I wear a tight shirt and I decide to wear leggings, dress code. But, like, if another girl who's, like, twice more skinnier than I am wears a tight shirt and leggings, it's, oh, you're all good, you know? Good to go. You look cute today. You look cute,
but I remember, you know? I was wearing such a short skirt. Like, it was definitely way above, like, mid-thigh.
Yeah.
And, like, literally, I had multiple compliments by the administrators. Like, the principals were like, oh, Gabby, you look so cute. And it's only because I have no junk in my trunk. Like, nothing. Like, literally nothing. And I'm definitely not the flattest human being. Like, I definitely have something there.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like, I'm not a cup C. Like, I'm a cup B.
You're a cupcake.
Like,
what? I mean.
No, and is it just me? Is it just me? But even without the dress code, some of the male teachers at our school make you feel really uncomfortable. Like, if you wear
yes,
something
like
the way
first
that they would
period
look at
history
you.
Teacher and Jayla's second period
I
history
hate
teacher.
When I hate
like,
male
maybe I just have daddy him. Issues. Maybe I just have major daddy issues and I can't handle, like, male presence. But, like, the fact that he would, like, come over my shoulder and, like, help me out, and I'm just like,
Let me tell you something. Okay, my teacher, right, for my second period, he was so creepy. Like, okay, he'd always call me his rock star and his star student. And I would almost fail every single one of his tests, his quizzes, but my projects were good or whatever, you know, because I'm talented.
Oh, my God.
But I would literally call me off of Michaela. And I think he just liked me because I always raised my hand, but that's just, and it was just so weird. He was like, you know, like, you're my number one, all this stuff. I was like, Mr. So-and-so, I will call the police. Like, I don't know. And I just hate it when people teach us compliment me. They're like, oh, like, say I changed my hair or something. They're like, oh my gosh, I like your hair. I'm like,
yes, especially our science teacher. Jalen and I have the same science teacher. And I don't know, like, I kind of like, she was one of my favorite teachers. But yeah. The thing she would do, she got me in so much trouble. Like, she caught me kissing my boyfriend, laugh out loud.
Oh,
and she called my mommy.
Couples down the hallway for PDA.
Literally, like, it was like a goodbye. Like, it wasn't like a makeout session in the bathroom like some people do. Like, I know this one girl, she literally gives people BJs in the bathroom.
I have
but
to be careful.
I get
the downstairs.
I get person. ISS. I get ISS for, like, a little peck. Like,
no, exactly. After seventh period.
Did y'all hear me, like,
period,
moving?
A little bit.
After seventh period, okay. when if you go, like, to the downstairs restroom, they're all of the, let's say the LGBTQ have a little pride fest in there. Because I have to mm-hmm. like knock because I feel like I'm interrupting something, you know? I don't know. Like, do y'all.
And our school's very open about, like, the... Our school is very open about the
LGBTQ no one really cares.
Community and
like,
all
we're
that.
Kind of just chill about it.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that. Frick, kiss whoever you want to kiss.
Exactly. Not it's not a my. You. It's not affecting me. It's not affecting my emotions.
I don't
so,
know.
Like
at
the same time,
care so much to the point where they have to like protest against.
Okay, you know what I really don't understand the fact that we had to legal. Okay. Let me explain. So we should have never legalized gay marriage because it should have not been illegal.
Mm-hmm. Like, why?
Like,
why is that illegal? Like
who died? Yeah. Exactly. Like, Who said let people these do what people they can't do. Marry each other? Like, who said yeah. woman and let woman, man and man can't do. Marry each other? Like, whoever said that was illegal and you would, like, get a fine or jail or whatever.
If an 18-year-old woman can get married to a 60-year-old man, then
anything is possible.
People should be able to live happily ever after.
Exactly. Two women should be in love. Like, I think that's so... it should have never been legalized because it should have never been illegal.
The fact that it's something that people can't, like, control, it's like you're making something illegal that people can't control. Like, having, like, a sneeze or something. Like, if you sneeze, you go to jail. Like, you cannot control what's about to come out of your body.
Exactly. And the fact that, like, I know for a fact that most people would have, like, chose to be straight instead of gay because
it's an easier lifestyle. There's straight privilege.
It's such an easier lifestyle, but they can't choose who they love, and they shouldn't be ashamed of the fact that they're gay. Mm-hmm. Like, they should never be ashamed.
Like, you shouldn't have to, like, come out and it be like a big, like, it should be, you should just be accepted, you know?
Exactly. Like, honestly, you don't need to come out at all. Like, you should be like, oh, by the way, I'm gay. And it should be like a side be conversation. Life. Be like, oh, okay. Normal, like, it's like having to come out straight.
It's not like, we don't, I'm not going to go to my girl and be like, Mom, I like men. She's going to be like, what? You're kicked out the house.
Exactly.
Like, no. Like, that shouldn't be.
Like, it's love.
Exactly.
And, like, you should be happy. Honestly, you should be happy your kid's gay because now they can't get pregnant.
No, exactly. People shouldn't. I feel like people who are homophobic, like I said, should just keep their opinion in their self. Like, if you don't like people who are, like, a part of the LGBTQ community, leave it to yourself. It's always the boomers.
Like, you don't see gay people protesting against straight people because they let you do you. They let you do you. But you just can't.
Exactly. One of the most untoxic people are the LGBTQ people because they know what it feels like to get hated against, mm-hmm. and they never want to do that to, like, anyone else.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, I have a topic that I want to talk about.
I have the fattest migraine right now.
So how do we feel having, like, when you know it's the right time to have a relationship, or when you want to know, like, if you're ready to take things to the next level, and how you, like, develop on things, like the talking stage and stuff like that?
Oh, I have a lot of good advice on this one.
Honestly, because, okay.
Daylight, it's a really complicated thing because it's like you don't know when you want to even go into the talking stage, you know?
It's the thing about that is, like, you know when y'all both are, like, interested in each other because y'all are both flirting. You're like, oh, he's flirting with me. I'm flirting with him. It's really obvious. Mm-hmm. And then Jose just asked me. Jose, my boyfriend, he literally asked me. He was like, so I really like you. Like, I'd like to get to know you. I'd like to get to know you better, and I don't want to overstep any boundaries because he's all about consent. Like, he literally asked me if he could kiss me. Like, he's all about consent.
Yes.
And he was like, I don't want to overstep any boundaries or anything, but, like, I would really like to get to know you better and, like, you know, make something or whatever. And I was like, yes,
No, like, Jayla knows this guy that I'm about to bring up. But there's this guy from, like, 2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
And I thought he was cute, you know? So, added him on Snapchat. Started texting a little bit. And then started snapping. We snapped, like, for so long. And stuff was said that was, like, oh.
Flirtatious.
Yeah, it was, like, stuff that was said.
Who is that? Someone's, like, thinks you're in a relationship. Like, a fan or something.
It's me. I'm getting water.
Oh, okay.
It makes me really...
I'm thirsty.
It makes me really sad to know that the person probably has no interest in me, which I'm fine with. Do you? But why do guys...
Oh, yeah, I know this story.
It's just, like, why do guys sometimes
feel the need to be like that?
It's just you don't know.
Yeah, it's like they were leading you on for what?
Like,
for what?
When Gabby said, like, the whole flirting thing and stuff like that, like, yeah, like, if you both are flirting with each other, you just don't know if you're, like, talking to them or not, because guys will flirt with every girl who has a vagina on Snapchat, you know? So it's like...
But it's definitely different in person if y'all are, like, have mutual friends.
If you flirt in person, okay, you know? But if you, like, find a guy on Snapchat and y'all are, like, flirting, like...
No, but it's different. If he's only talking to you at 4 a.m. and asking you for pictures, it's pretty obvious.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not how it was. It was more like the person was just being... I don't know. The person was just being really nice, and he was saying everything you want to hear, you know?
Because he's a hoe.
And so he's like, dude, okay, so if you're going to be doing all of this, you can't just play with my feelings.
I don't think he's a hoe. I think he just has bad, like, social cues.
No.
Because, like,
Gabby, no, you don't understand.
Because, like, our friend explained it to me, like, briefly. Like, she explained it really super briefly. But I don't know if we can just call him a hoe, because I don't think he had, like, bad intentions.
He's definitely not a hoe. I've never said that about him. No, definitely not. I just said I don't want to get leaded on. And I'm just saying that I feel like girls in general
He has a very, like, flirtatious personality.
That's
so funny. But, like, sometimes he'll just do it and unintentionally, like.
It's always the mama boys, dude.
That water was so sexy. Like, oh my god, that water was so good.
The mama boys be treating everybody right and everybody falls to them.
But you just never know. I feel like when you know when it's time to start a relationship, you know? Like, if you.
Oh, for sure. It's like, definitely so obvious. Like, because before I was stressing, like, oh my god, what do I do? What do I say? Like, how do we get to the next level? But it's so obvious. Like, once you finally get it,
it comes natural.
It's so obvious.
If you're putting so much thought into it. Because y'all are both, like. If you're putting a lot of thought into it, like, oh, I don't know. You're not ready. Like, you just have to. Because if you're ready, you'll be ready.
Honestly, go with the flow.
Exactly.
Like, and honestly. Faith is faith. If you're meant to be, you're meant
like,
to be.
Like, don't go out planning stuff. Like, in 2 weeks, we're going to be in a relationship. Like, no. Don't go doing that. That's not going to work out if you do it like that.
Yeah, and I was trying not to get my hopes up too much. Because, like, I just kind of got out of a crush. Mm-hmm. And, like, he rejected me. So, I don't know if I was ready for, like, another rejection. Mm-hmm. I like to get played or anything like that. Like, mentally, I don't know if I was ready. But I don't know. He was like, Anyway, I was just blessed to get him. I don't know why he likes me, to be honest.
I mean, take your blessings.
Period. So, what's the last topic? What's another topic?
Last topic.
That we haven't done.
We could talk about. Body image.
We talked about
that. Or catcalling.
We talked about that. We talked about that, like, stuff in the beginning.
Oh. Catcalling?
We didn't talk about catcalling or, like, body image. I didn't talk about body image.
If you have a crush on a girl, I feel like you should get tips real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Hearing this and, like, you have, a really big crush on this girl and, like, you don't know how to get her and, like, she's the type of... I can only speak for, like, girls that are kind of like me and the fact that they... want, like, a relationship that's, like, all cutesy and, like, romantic and, like, cheesy and stuff, because that's how Jose and I are. Like, we never, like, we're not the type of people who like want morning texts like good morning stupid. Like, we're like, good morning baby.
Mm-hmm. The thing, if you have a crush on okay, here's to know, like, if a girl will ever like you back. If a girl is ignoring you, they don't like you. And here's the thing, because guys will leave you out open. Okay, here's the thing. Guys will, like, leave you on open and stuff and, like, do all that. And they don't really think of it as, like, a big deal. Or, like, some of the guys that I know don't really think of it as a big deal. If a girl is leaving you, like, on open or you can obviously tell that she's ignoring you, she's doing it on purpose.
She's being dry. Because
girls don't usually, like, usually they're not dry, if that makes sense. And if they are, they're definitely
some girls are just naturally dry. No, but if they some like girls are just naturally dry. And if you like a girl who's naturally dry, I'm gonna be so honest, you should probably find a new crush. Like, you can find better.
Yeah. No, but if
like
if
I have no, I don't like dry people.
But Gabby, if they're dry, because, you know, we're very close to someone who is a really nice, a really good friend, a really enthusiastic friend, but if she doesn't like you, she's gonna be dry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. There's but I'm saying like if that. You're like dry to even like your closest best friend, like if you're dry to those people, like
sometimes I get
find someone else dry.
You know,
but yeah,
honestly, just go for it. Like, don't.
Like, what do you have to lose? Like, she's gonna say no. It's not you're not dying. Your mom's not dying.
Exactly.
Like, your cat's not getting killed. Like, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Unless, no, like, I get it if, like, you've had a crush on her for, like, a year or something. Like, I get that. But, like, honestly, what do you have to lose?
The only like, thing shoot I'm your scared, shot. Like, every time I've ever had a crush and, like, telling them, it's just, like, that they're just going to tell other people. And so it's going to be so embarrassing. And, like, exactly. And they're just going to keep bringing it up and stuff like that. Like, if the person says no, okay, I'll be okay. But it's just, like, the fact that other people...
But at the same time, if that happens, again, that doesn't say anything about you. That says more about them, the fact that they're going to make fun of you, you having a crush on them. It's like, just like it's nothing to be ashamed of. You're not robbing a place.
It's just, like, embarrassing. Like, dang, you know? But I mean, obviously, you shouldn't really.
Because, like, personally, I would judge someone who's like making fun of them if they had a crush on you. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I'd be making fun of them, not you having a crush on her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or him. That goes both. This goes both ways. If you have a crush on him, and you're scared of like him, like telling his friends, and they're all gonna make fun of you, that says more about them. Like, you're completely fine.
Definitely.
So.
Okay. So. Honestly, dude, I hate, dude, if a guy, like, this is another topic, but if a guy comes up to me, and, like, not comes up to me, but if my guy friend, if I'm being mean to you, and you ask, oh my god, are you in your period?
Dude. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Please, please, please. Literally. Oh my god.
I'll literally
deep. Oh my god. Right, and you know what else I hate about guys? They think getting hit in the balls is worse than childbirth. Get out of my face.
Childbirth, a whole, like, human with a heartbeat about you to can come out of your body. I think that's gonna, like,
be, it's like, literally, it's like heart. Pushing a child out of your nostril. Mm-hmm. Pushing a child out of your nostril. I would rather get kicked in the balls, honestly, than push a child.
Exactly.
Out of, don't y'all, like, get kicked in the balls, like, all the time? Like,
exactly.
We're not giving build birth endurance. Every day. There's a reason why this doesn't exactly. happen very, like, often. You know,
it's like how people tell us to suck it up with cramps. Like, oh,
I'm like, I'm so sorry, because, like, you get hit and it hurts for, like, what, a couple minutes, like 10 minutes the most.
These cramps, but, like, last
cramps for, is like a week straight,
like, such a long time. No, my cramps exactly. are like, they come and go, like they'll be there for a little bit, or like an hour or something, and then they'll go away.
And guys, if you have a girlfriend who's on her period, don't make it a big deal. Don't be like, so are you bleeding? Because, like, Jose's the best on it. He's like, hi, baby, how are you feeling? Like, do you want me to get you anything? Like, are you okay?
You know, yeah. Some guys ask, like, all the time. Like, I see the TikToks that are like, if you're on your period, do you want us to leave you alone? Or, like, you know, if we wanted you to leave us alone, we would just tell you. If we're on our period.
Exactly. Because, honestly, I don't give any flips on when I'm on my period. No. Like, when I'm on so PMSing. PMSing is the worst.
If we don't tell you, then you don't need to.
I PMS so hard. Right now. Like, I get so agitated when I'm PMSing. Like, premenstrual symptoms. Oh. It's like when the week before your period, you get so moody.
You're moody. Stuff.
You're so moody. I get so agitated with everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I just want to, like, choke someone out.
PMS. It's more of me getting irritated. Like, I feel like I wouldn't.
I'm like, you know those summers where you just feel like everyone's just really trying your limits? You're just like, okay.
Yeah.
If someone says something else, I swear to gosh, I'm about to get sent home. Because
no, there's literally times. Go ahead.
I'm done.
Oh. There's literally times where y'all will be like, Nitan, who, you walked on the wrong side of the bed. Nitan, you're being so mean today. I was like, maybe it's that.
And you know what's funny? Anita and I were beefing so hard when we were both on our periods, and we're just realizing this now, like, a couple, yeah, like, weeks ago. The only reason we were beefing that aggressively, like, it was so aggressive. Like, it was really, like, terrible. Mm-hmm. The and only reason we're doing it so aggressive is because we were both on our period, and we were both, like, not in the right, like, headspace. And guys, I don't think they'll ever get that. They're like, okay, but you can control your feelings.
You genuinely no, don't know
everything
what's happening.
Is heightened. Everything is so heightened. Like, a pin dropping would actually make me lose my mind. Like, exactly. It makes me physically mad just thinking about it.
Like, you're already physically in pain, and then you have to, like, worry, like, oh my god, am I gonna leak, da 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 da, and then you have people telling you, oh my god, she's on her period or something, and it's just, like, too much at once. Like, it's so much to handle. Like,
you know what's me? I feel ugly on my period. I feel like so ugly.
It's not only is it, like, your worry, but it's just uncomfortable. Like, you understand, there's so something uncomfy. Coming out of your body at all times of the day. Like, that's it's freaking weird, you know?
It's like, uncomfortable.
Like, having a whole conversation the thing with is, a guy, you will... and, like, there's period blood coming out of you. Like, that's just not comfortable.
Exactly. I know.
That's, like, and peeing while talking
make
to
someone. Jokes about it. Guys will yes. make jokes about it. And I'm just like, why? Like, why do you have to ask me? Like, oh my god, are you on your period? Like, frick, you act like I have the decision. And tampons and pads should be free. I don't care what
honestly,
anyone says.
Thank you. Thank you.
You act like we
because it's not like, exactly, it's not like I decided to get a menstrual cycle.
You act like I'm the one who chose. Like, oh
and
god,
tampons and pads are so expensive.
Yes, I noticed that yesterday.
And pads and tampons should be in men's restrooms. I don't care what anyone says they should be in men's restrooms. Because, like, what's the damage
like,
it's going to do?
If you're not going to use it, then don't use it. Like, it's not like they're shoving it in your face telling you to stick it up your booty hole. Like, no. Just breathe.
Exactly.
Take a deep breath.
Wait, you said pads should be in men's restrooms?
Yes, pads and tampons. Pads.
Wait, can you explain to me why you think that? Like, I'm not disagreeing.
Because trans men.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That,
definitely.
Because they're going to have to, like, no. It should just be, because,
That makes so much
Caitlin
sense.
Bennett,
yes, of course.
She argues with that. I'm like, you don't have any valid reason to argue with that other than you're just transphobic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so true.
Honestly, there's no, like, valid reason why pads and tampons shouldn't be in men's restroom. Because you can't tell me they're not men because they are men. They transition. They're men.
Exactly. Period. Actually.
And why do y'all care so much? Like, what people do with their own lives.
Exactly.
No. Like, just live, laugh, love, bro. Live, laugh, love.
Two girls are, like, passing a tampon around, and all the guys are like, oh, my gosh. Like, well, this was in seventh grade. Like, guys are definitely more mature about the whole period situation now. But, like, when we were younger, guys would literally, like, make such a big deal about it. And it just really messes. And, like, they joke around with it and everything. And it just, like, makes me really
sad.
So, and, like, I love.
You feel really uncomfortable with yourself.
Exactly. And I have so much respect to guys who fully understand it. Like, they get why it happens. They'll be there for you. They're not going to. Like, guys who will be there for you. Even guy friends, like Layton is such a good friend. Like, if any of us are in our period, he would literally know and be like, you know, it's gonna be good, and he wouldn't hate on us for it. But some guys will literally bring hate on you for it, for something you can't control.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're like, ew, don't talk to me this week, I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. Exactly. Or they're like, oh my god, there was a time where a guy told a girl not to sit next to him because
ew, don't ever be that guy. I'm sorry, like, what's the good out of that? Like, even if you're scared she's going to leak, trust me, she's not. But even if you are scared, you better suck it up and get ready to have blood on
you. And if she does leak, Fred,
like, don't ever say something. Like, don't bully her because she leaked. She can't help it.
Exactly.
And if she does leak, best believe you better be there and help her out.
Don't embarrass her about it. Be like, don't say ew. Don't say that.
Give her a jacket because it's blood. Because
9 times
blood.
Out of 10, I would say you to your pee-pee freaking small self.
I think it's really cool how you could literally ask a random girl, hey, can you check me? And they'll be like, oh, yeah, sure, definitely.
Like, yes, it's like we have
the
a bond.
Best feeling ever.
Exactly. It's definitely like a sisterhood because, like, everyone, all girls understand, they're like, hey, can you check for me real quick? And
one
then
time
they'll, like,
I literally
get
asked
on the ground.
Teacher, I was like, hey, Miss Emery, can you check? And she was like, yeah, sure. I was like, thank you.
No, I know. Like, when we were at a door school and Miss Foster, like, I literally got mine in the middle of the night. Like, everybody in our cabin was on there. So, like, I got mine in the middle of the night. And I was like, you know what, Miss Foster, I got it. So, could you please walk me to the restroom? Because it was, like, on the other side.
Oh, that was so scary.
I know. Everybody, like, was like, oh, I need that.
Remember when we first got there, there was a dead snake right outside our cabin. And it just,
like, for outdoor school, it's like the school, they provide, like, a camping thing for, like, students who have to pay a certain amount of money. And they go, it's, like, kind of like camping, but they still do, like, school activities.
Yeah.
It's like a school thing.
It's like a camping trip, really.
It's like learning life skills with fun activities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about, like, when you go, like, camping.
Like, it's like a summer camp, but
like your church
only 2 days. Like a summer.
Or something like that.
It was definitely fun.
I didn't go because I had UIL. It's like a school competition.
Oh, I had
thing.
Region the next day, so we went on the first trip.
Lila,
but yeah, don't ever be that guy who's like, ew, you're on your period, gross. Because, like, come on, dude, like, grow up. Because you're gonna have a wife, you're gonna have a daughter, acting like that, you're not gonna have no wife.
Anyways. I used to be so, like, I used to be one of the girls, not ashamed of it, but I really kept it on the DL.
Mm-hmm.
With, like, guys.
I'm definitely not ashamed of it, like,
but now,
honestly, now I'm not ashamed that I have a period. Like, I will announce it, like, actually, I'm not gonna announce it.
No, I dropped the whole pad.
I used to be
like guys. Like, we were transitioning to another class and I needed one because I couldn't go to my locker, and I just dropped it. It just fell. And I was looking for it, and I thought it was in my binder, but it was, like, in my pocket, and I lifted up my shirt, and it just fell. And, like, the guys...
She had a crush on one.
Did I?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't remember, but there's guys behind me. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I know the exact guys who I'm talking about. I did not like any one of them.
Oh, I thought you said one of your old crushes, or the ones you used to talk to, was there.
I don't think so. Maybe. Maybe not.
I don't know. How do y'all feel about cancel culture, like, on TikTok?
Oh, honestly, I think it depends what you did. If you said the N-word.
Okay, no, here's the thing.
I'm so against the N-word.
People will, like, cancel them and they receive all this hate, but sometimes they really just do it in the wrong way. Like, sending, like, threats and, like, bullying them online is not what we're trying to do. We're trying to, like, educate.
Yes, exactly, because then you're not.
And I feel like that's what cancel culture is, you know? Like, that's not what we want to do. Like, I go to Mattia's videos and stuff like that. And Mattia shouldn't, like, that was, like, just the wrong thing to do. But commenting the blackface under his videos... it's not okay, why is that funny,
those fairy comments make me so mad.
Oh, no, I love the fairy comments, sometimes they're a little bit too far.
Like, there was a one person, all their whole comments at him was shut the like the whole thing, the whole
I love how that's people funny. Bleep themselves. That's the funniest thing ever, like, shut the up. Like, I love how people bleep themselves. That's actually so fun.
It was just like, dude.
No, but fairy comments are my favorite. The ones that are like, innocent. The ones that are innocent. The ones, like, where you see something ugly, like, one, like, had an ugly chihuahua who was, like, barking and looked like had rabies. It, like, they were like, I saw it, but never show me again.
No. Or, like, this person, he was like, I just slayed that. No. This person, the comment was like, you just slayed that. But then take away the Y and replace it with the V.
And some are like
sue but make it aside.
Wait, some are like
sue but make it aside.
Suicide.
Maybe it's time to end the podcast today. That is not no.
I was trying not to say it, but Gabby was suicide.
Oh my god!
Sorry.
That's so bad.
Okay, thank you so much for the podcast.
Anyways,
live, laugh, love, everyone.
If you made it this far, that's crazy.
You're actually a thank real you woman. Like, we just talked exactly. for so long.
Honestly, I feel like this is like a big fat FaceTime.
Yeah, basically, just call me.
Honestly, but if you're still here,
you're real.
You should
one,
get
dude.
Some friends.
And most of the people who listen to my podcast are guys. Like, I found out that like 70% of my viewers are guys.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So, period. If y'all enjoyed this. That's so good.
If y'all like Jayla's voice, she has a really good singing voice. She has a fat butt. I'm not gonna say the cuss word.
Oh my god.
She has some big old bitties. She's built like an hourglass.
Definitely
she's
not.
5'7" model material. She's light skin. She's extra model material. She's light skin. So she's y'all should just hit her up. She is, like, she's single and ready to mingle. Yeah. She likes that goofy, funny relationship type of stuff. So y'all should just hit her up.
Exactly. Okay. Well, bye, guys. Thanks, Gabby.
Bye. Thank you.